Now, of course, this coming Saturday, a massive day for the Masters Association as three Ireland teams take on Australia in their first tests. The men's over 50, we've Pat Cullinan representing Galway. That's at 12 o'clock. And at 4 o'clock, Brian Keneally from Barna will be representing the men in over 40s. But delighted to be joined by Galway's third representative on those Ireland teams at 2 o'clock, the ladies' match. And it is, of course, our own Fiona Wynne. And Fiona, first, thanks a million for joining us here on Galway Bay FM.
Thank you, Darren. It's nice to speak to you again in a different circumstance compared to last year and the year before. Thank you for having me.
And I was just going to say that as well, because many of our listeners in recent times would have known you in your role as Galway Ladies Football Joint Manager and Selector before that as well. But of course, today we're talking to you as a player because congratulations, always a wonderful honour and an opportunity that many footballers never get to represent your country.
Yeah, I'm really delighted with that. And it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for anyone playing the GAA to actually play with an Ireland jersey. So I'm really looking forward to the event on Saturday and the following Saturday as well, and to go out and represent your club and your county and your province and now your country. It's just a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and I'm looking forward to it.
Fiona, we're going to talk back about your playing career in just a moment as well, but just tell me how it all came about. I'm assuming there was trials, you went in for them, and thankfully you got the nod.
There wasn't trials, actually. I got a phone call just very late December from the management team. And my first instinct when I saw the name coming up on my phone was they're probably ringing me now to see who they're going to ring from Galway to be the Galway representative on the panel. But I was asked to be the representative, and I kind of laughed at first because it's a good few years since I played myself. The last time I played football with my club, Annadown, in 2016, and we had a historic year. We won the Intermediate All-Ireland, but I was very upfront with the management team, and I said, look, I haven't played since 2016, and I, you know, there are plenty more girls within County Galway, some who are still playing club football, that might be a better fit for what's happening. But they were adamant and insistent that if I was interested, that I should really give it a go, that one of the ways they wanted to approach it is they wanted to be fun and yet be competitive at the same time, and they wanted a mix of people, some still playing, some not playing anymore, that would have played in the past. So I grasped the opportunity once it was given to me.
And it was a wonderful acknowledgement for what you've given to the game, because I was going to ask you about that Annadown match in a moment, but for somebody to think of you, know that you can still offer something in a playing capacity. And look, Fiona, your list of medals there, we could spend 20 minutes going through what you've achieved in the game. But as you said there just a few minutes ago, this is to represent Ireland is an opportunity that you probably never would have imagined would come your way.
No, well, I don't think anyone would have imagined that they'd get an opportunity to play for their country, and for me to get that opportunity. Like when I was younger, I'd love to have, you know, said, oh, I'd go to the Olympics for athletics, or I'd play soccer for Ireland, but I didn't have the talent for that. And my talent laid in, you know, I was good enough to end up playing for Galway. And now because of that, and because I've been involved with football for so many years, I've got this opportunity. So I was thrilled to get the opportunity, and it is a once in a lifetime opportunity. And as I said, I can't wait to get on the pitch, actually, even though I haven't played in a few years. Once you're on the pitch, the competitive streak takes over, and your body mightn't be up to what you used to do, but your mind is still pretty sharp. And so I'm looking forward to just competing on Saturday and seeing what the Aussies have in store for us.
It'll be a great, great day on the field of play in regards to that match as well. And of course, we've seen it too in the inter-county men's and how physical it can be. And I think we have had one ladies football match before many, many years ago, but never at Masters level as well. So it is going to be a very, very historic occasion.
It is. And you mentioned the physicality. It's something we've trained collectively three times, and we've been sent on our own running program to follow as well by ourselves in the meantime. But in the three training sessions, the second training session, actually, they introduced the whole concept of the tackle. And while ladies Gaelic football can be very physical and so on, you aren't allowed to tackle. But in this compromised rule or international rules game, we are allowed to tackle. So, and there's very clear rules. You must tackle with two hands. You must tackle between the thighs and the shoulders. And I was very apprehensive going to that training session because I would be quite small compared to a lot of the other players, but I actually thoroughly enjoyed it. And I went away from the session thinking, God, I'd love to have tried rugby, because I really did enjoy the physical aspect of the game.
I wouldn't rule anything out yet, Fiona, now when you say that to me about rugby. But But even saying that there too, because the conversation with ladies football often comes down to how physical can it go. But we're so used to players going down to Australia there as well. Could you see something like that enhancing the game of ladies football going down the line?
Well, I suppose there's always room for change, and you know that could lead to improvements within the game, and you know I see it in Camogie. I think recently they've changed the rules to allow more physicality in Camogie, so I could see some players benefiting from a change in rule like that.
You said you're on the field of play, and of course, I suppose getting back out in the field of play because you're used to being on the field, but normally on the sideline or organising drills and all that. So it must be a great buzz as well because it was your first time out play practicing competitively. Obviously, you're not playing competitively until Saturday, but practicing competitively since that famous day in Parnell Park back in 2016.
Yeah, like say the last couple of years, my involvement with ladies football has been at a high level and on the management and coaching side of things. And I remember a conversation actually with a referee, Rebecca McPhilvin. We spoke before one of the games there a couple of years ago, and we were saying that, you know, when you're involved in ladies Gaelic, it's almost easier to be a player than be a referee or be involved in coaching and management. So what I've enjoyed about the Master Series is that I just had to rock up to training with my gear bag and everything else was taken care of. You know, the management had the training session organized, and you just have to take care of yourself. So I am enjoying that aspect, just concentrating on myself and my own game and not worrying about everything else.
But are you allowed to give your own input as you learn the game or learn the rules to get a bit better understanding of what's coming up over the next 2 weekends?
Oh yeah, of course. There's a great atmosphere of training, and there's a lot of us involved in like asking questions and trying to figure out the rules and figure out how we're going to play the game to get the best out of ourselves and our style of play. So there's a great teamwork around the running of the training session. But in terms of finding facilities, organising the training session, figuring out who's taking what part of the session, that's all out of my hands now. That's somebody else, and I can just rock up as a player and enjoy what's there and organise for me.
I can sense it in your voice there, Fiona, as we talk, looking forward to the game, that you're really enjoying the experience of being involved. Because, like, going back to 2016, I know you're part of the management team too when Anna Down won the All Ireland, but of course, you were a player as well. Did you know after you won the All Ireland and when all is said and done that that was you done on the field of play until now?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. And I thought I was blessed really to finish my GAA playing career in Parnell Park with my home club that day. And, you know, if someone had told me in the years leading up to that final in 2016 that I'd still be playing in 2016, I was almost 40 years of age, and that I'd be on the field to play and I'd be winning the Club All Ireland, I wouldn't have believed them. But I knew when the game was over, I knew that was it. And I felt really privileged to finish up playing in that context.
It was a great way to sign off your ladies' football career too, but of course you were involved in the best period of Galway ladies' football so far with the All-Ireland Junior title in 02, getting to play in the bigger stages in 03, obviously win the All-Ireland in 04, and who knows what else we would have achieved if it wasn't for that damn Cork team showing up in 2005.
Yeah, I felt very lucky, and you know what? I really appreciated at the time as well, because I'd been playing with Galway in the mid-90s when it was difficult to field a team, and when I first started playing for Galway, I never felt like it was kind of a huge achievement, because there wasn't as many clubs as there is now. And you know, as the years went on, it got harder and harder to make the team. I suppose I'd experienced days with Galway where we used to go all around the country and not come away with results. And then to go from that to making a junior final in 2000 and losing out, winning the junior in 2002, almost making the senior final in 2003 and winning the senior in 2004. I suppose I was at the latter end of my career when that happened, so I really, really appreciate it. At the time, you kind of thought, oh, I might go on and win two and three more. And as you said, were it not for a Cork team coming on board, then we might have. But you know, they were days that I remember very fondly, and you know, I have great friendships that I have still to this day from players that I played with back then in the 90s and in the noughties. And also, I think my time in with Galway as in the joint management with Monaghan over the last couple of years has taught me the value of all the players on the squad as well. You know, whether you're starting or whether you're in the 30s, you still have a huge lot to contribute. So being manager made me appreciate the days where I was involved with Galway, where maybe I wasn't on the field to play. I was lucky enough to have been on the field to play for most of those big games, but there were some games where I wasn't on the field to play and perhaps felt that I didn't deserve, you know, the medal if I hadn't played in the final. But having been involved with Galway for the last few years, I realised the value that the player has that mightn't be on the field to play, but might be motivating people in the dressing room, raising the standards, keeping everyone motivated. So I'm thankful that my experience as joint manager over the last few years has led me to even appreciate what I achieved even more, if that makes sense.
Oh, it does completely make sense. And even you were saying that you appreciated at the time, and the timing of the two All-Irelands in 02 and 04 probably felt perfectly for yourself. But I suppose that question has always been there. When will Galway add to it again? No doubt they're not ever going to be too far away, as they were very close under yourself and Manus. Is it something you can see yourself doing again down the line, Fiona, inter-county management?
I can, yeah. And when I signed off from it last year, I did note that I learned a huge amount doing it. I learned a huge amount, and I suppose I'm 100% type of person, and I gave it everything, and we just fell short. I felt we had the talent to win in All-Ireland. I still feel the talent is there to win in All-Ireland, but it's really, really small margins. But if I was to do it again, it would be a few years down the road, and I would make some changes to how I did do things. But I think that's the same with any job that you do, that if you're not learning, then you're not moving forward. But I have to say, I really enjoyed the job, and the easy part the job was the matches and the training sessions, and the more difficult part of the job was all the organisation and management that goes with that. And I suppose I have a family of three children at home, and my husband Owen, and I have a full time job here teaching in Prezat and Rye, and it's taken on a senior intercounty management position is nearly taken on another full time job. And, you know, I loved the job and I enjoyed it, and I'd love to do something like that full time. I do love my teaching job as well. But to answer your question directly, I could see myself in a few years' time doing something like that again. But I'm enjoying the break from it at the moment and concentrating on myself and my family and my job.
And concentrating on your football as well. And we look forward to when that happens down the line. But it brings me perfectly, because you mentioned the family, into the final question. No doubt there's great excitement. They'll be right behind you, as many friends, clubmates, schoolmates as well will be on Saturday, for what will be a fantastic experience for anybody who's up there, let alone the players like yourself who are lucky enough to be on the field.
Yeah, it will be nice. I know on my family WhatsApp group, Up the Parish it's called, on the family WhatsApp group, there's talk about travelling down. The first game is in Charlestown on Saturday. Now, the first test was supposed to be in Mullia, which probably would have led to a bigger Galway contingent. I'm okay with that, because I don't mind it being down in Mayo. But there will be a nice crowd of family and friends down at the match, on particularly the one in Mayo. The one the following week is up in Cavan. My three girls are heavily involved in sport themselves, and I know this weekend that there's camogie matches and football matches on, but luckily for them, they fall on the Sunday, and a basketball match on Sunday. The following weekend, we mightn't be so lucky. So all the merches and the wins will be in Mayo on Saturday afternoon, cheering on me, which is great.